You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea. All right, hello everybody, and welcome to No Dumb Idea. Or for our new listeners in Singapore, hello Don Salamat Datang Untuk Mengeta Hui Idea Bodo.
That was adventurous.
I hope you got that 100% right.
Okay, yeah.
I did. I know I did. I couldn't get the audio for that, but you know, because you know how the thing does like translates as audio. I'm Gibbledang.
Gibbledinger Nate is impressed.
And I'm Dala. Yeah, I was going to say I'm also impressed.
Okay, let's all clap.
All right, episode done.
Good job. Very respectable.
We just hit our 70th episode today, actually. You know, the one that you're listening to.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for that.
People say it's bigger than our 69th.
That's hard to say. Is 70 truly bigger than 69?
Well, scientists are good. We have our best scientists on it right now.
Welcome to No Dumb Idea. It's a silly pop culture podcast where we like to talk about, you know, silly things that have happened in media, television, movies, comic books, video games, all that stuff. So I decided, why, you know, 70, still pretty big number. Why don't we look at rather than looking at things that have happened within the last 70 years, you know, because we're going to be here all day, I decided to look at some important events that happened 70 years ago.
Nice.
Whoa.
AKA 1955.
Back before the internet, before things really happened.
kind of, yeah.
If it's not on the internet, there's no proof, so.
True, everything could be made up.
Before we get into that, what are your guys' association with 1955?
I was gonna say, a great time to not have been alive, really. Is that the year Godzilla came out? That'd be cool if that is.
Well,
it's 50-something.
It didn't come up on the list, so I'm gonna say no.
Okay,
that's my grandfather's era, not my father's era.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough, pretty much exactly 1955 is when my grandfather moved out to California.
Ooh.
For a brief little while before moving.
Grandpappy Nate?
Back to.
Yeah, not gym leader, but grandpappy.
Mm-hmm.
Leader Nate.
Yep. Gym leader Peepaw.
That's it. They figured it out.
And then Grandang came out here from the ocean. You know,
he crawled out like a sea monster.
Developed his land legs.
Yeah, got the legs and Grand Dala, I guess, is another one, but we'll go with that another day. That'll be another day.
Speaking of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, the original trilogy.
Okay.
All three of them? In the third one, he ends up getting put into a zoo. And he ends up kind of like evolving into like a kind of like a human and turning into like a gill,
a man gill
instead of a gill man. Yeah, they don't put him in a zoot suit, but they put him in clothes.
I put him in a zoot suit.
That's what Grandang was like.
Nice. That's a good, you know, that's a good forefather to really show you the direction that you need to go in life.
Alrighty, so. We're gonna look at a handful of historic events that happened in 1955, and we're gonna improv a couple, or we're gonna improv some scenes based off of those events. How do you guys feel about that?
Ecstatic.
Scared.
Ecstatic. Scared.
Melancholic, actually.
Melancholy. Mm. There we go.
Yeah, melancholic about it.
All right. You guys ready?
Absolutely. Hit me.
All right, but we have to do it Number all one. In Malay, aka the language I was speaking.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll just learn that real quick, for sure.
All yeah, right, let me just...
Well, you don't need to learn it. You could just...
We could just... Yeah, okay.
You don't need to learn it. You could just kind of say whatever.
What I'll do is I'll do it, but then I'll also dub over myself after and replace, you know, so that way the, you know...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first scene, all right?
Okay.
We could discuss how we want to do this a little bit.
Sure.
But... The first volume of Guinness World Records was released.
Oh, okay.
So they, we could be the authors of the first volume and recount the list of records that we have.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Someone is the publisher and the other two people are the Guinness brothers trying to convince them that this is worthy of making it into a book.
Yeah, I'm down.
Ooh, can I be the publisher?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
This is perfect.
All right, let's see that. Right. Okay, so I'm a publisher. I'm in a bookstore. I'm reading a book.
You, good sir, over there. You publisher? You read like a publisher.
Me, yes.
Sir, we've come here today with a glorious opportunity for you. I don't think you understand that. I don't think you understand what you're looking at here.
Go on with it, yes.
Drinks Guinness beer.
Would you like a Guinness beer? Here with our Guinness beer. Yes. Make sure you serve them. Alright. Now, I'm sure you've been wondering many things throughout your life. You know, when you would get up in the morning, what's the first thing you think?
Put on your pants.
Right?
No.
You put on your pants. You have to put on your pants and get out of bed. Now imagine...
You gotta put your pants on.
If someone was so good at putting on pants that it made you seem a fool...
Think about it.
...for ever having worn pants. Now what's the next thing you do for your day?
Well, you drink your coffee. Say,
right? You drink your...
yeah, you drink your coffee. You put your pants on. Now you can have your coffee, and in case it spills coffee,
exactly.
It doesn't
now
burn.
Imagine if someone was pants. So good at drinking coffee
while putting their pants on
that it made you feel a fool for having ever drank coffee. Our goal is to take all those people who do things so well that make the rest of us look like nimcompoops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're gonna put them all in a
yes
a dictionary of sorts, a volume, a sort of human...
A book of
A collection of feats of daring from the mundane to the extreme. All the people who are the best at everything. Wouldn't you like to know who has climbed the tallest mountains? Who has swam the deepest
depths? Or who's eaten...
I'll stop you there. I'm not interested. All right, cuts to an entirely different bookstore where this scene happens all over again. Bookstore,
hey, you.
Person reading everything.
Sir, my name is Ripley. You're not going to believe this. But me and my brother, we have an idea for you.
Yes, we have...
You seem like a book publisher.
Ripley
Guinness, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there with you now.
Believe it or not.
All right,
believe it or not.
Scene. Wow, that was terrible, guys.
That's good. That was good. We're educating. We're showing people how these things really happen. You know, if you just read about these things in a book or have some boring teacher, you know, drone on at you in a classroom, you're not experiencing it. First hand.
Yeah.
So you don't really get it.
Little we know, actually, the listeners, this is actually audio from the 1955. From 1955. Not the 1955.
Well, it's like, it's a historical reenactment.
Yeah. Verbatim.
We all know how popular those are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're just becoming very famous historical actors in this moment.
Yeah.
Reenactors.
These are practically like biographical like podcasts, essentially.
You guys ready to move on to the next scene?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hit me with the next one, baby.
Disneyland opens in Anaheim.
Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
All right, can one of us be a a Disney producer, and the other two are trying to sell him on a book. No, I'm just kidding. It's all the same. No.
All right, it's opening day. Yeah. It's opening day at Disneyland.
What if someone is like a, what if like someone's like the first like Disney mascot, and the other two are like family members, like going to take a picture with the first Disney. This is before Mickey Mouse or any of the, you know.
Have you seen the first Disneyland mascot? Disney, or the first Mickey Mouse that was in the park?
Is it actually Mickey Mouse, or is it?
They're terrifying.
Gotcha.
The first ones are legitimately terrifying. So maybe it's the opening day. Everyone's going in to see Mickey Mouse and his friends. Yeah. But the children are terrified.
Coco.
Like,
I was thinking the people going and being underwhelmed because it's like, oh, there's nothing here. Like, what? There's no, like, there's no IP. What's Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
You'd be like the Disney attendant, like the fun attendant or whatever, who's standing out in this hot sun. And it's like, me and Gibbledang will be like park goers who are coming in to.
Sounds good. Hey kids, how's it going? Welcome to Disneyland.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I think that's the dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh. Yeah.
I think so.
Titular Tramp.
Yeah, Pluto. I guess.
Yeah, Pluto Tramp.
I think it's just that one dog, and then I think there's Pinocchio over there. That's about
it. Well, so far.
Over there's the Steamboat Willie ride. If you want to ride that, it's just a steamboat, but you know, you could shovel the coal and make it go. And
we have to shovel the coal and fuel the boat ride ourselves.
Have you not seen the cartoon?
Come on, honey. It could be fun.
It seemed to be just a lot of whistling.
Well, it's okay. It's gonna be fun. Look, it's gonna be a nice little vacation.
All right.
We also have the merry-go-round. That's a bunch of Steamboat Willie boats, all in a merry-go-round. But you also have to shovel the coal in that one too, I will admit.
I'm sorry, do you want to describe Steamboat Willie? I'm sorry. I think my husband and I are very confused by that last thing that you said. Can you mind describing? It's a merry-go-round.
It's a merry-go-round full of boats, all the little horses
that you have to Okay.
You still have to shovel the coal.
Is there water involved?
Well, the merry-go-round has a little like moat around it, but don't worry, it won't get wet.
These machines are
from the 1955. They'll get wet. They explode.
Each individual tiny boat needs to be shoveled as well.
So Pluto, clearly you're the guide here and the greeter. There's only about 20 of us in line. Do you mind just walking us through the park and kind of showing us the rides that we have?
Well, sure.
While we do that, just a quick, is there anything to drink? I see still water on the ground from something, but I don't...
We can't have too much water here. Like I mentioned earlier, if things get wet, they explode, because this is 1955 technology. It's modern technology, but it gets wet. It breaks down immediately.
Do I drink the Steamboat Willie River?
Yeah, you can... Here, in fact, let me shovel some coal into the fountain so you can drink from the water fountain.
There you go. Oh, there is a water fountain, but it's also coal-operated.
Coal-operated water fountain.
It's steam, actually. Yeah, it's a steam water fountain, actually.
Oh, look.
All right.
Wouldn't it just seem like it's wasting water to evaporate it to pump water?
You know, you got to drink the steam.
Meanwhile, in the background, a bunch of little mice are shoveling coal to make churros, and then a bunch of little mice are shoveling coal to make popcorn.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. I'm looking around now. Are these Cinderella's animals? Are those real?
Who?
That's not the story. They actually help you do things.
They're actually just real.
That's
if you guys want to go, we can go to the Cinderella ride.
Did you say Cilarenda?
Yeah, you want to see the Cilarenda ride? Hop on.
You know what? I think we're gonna go. I've got to get to bed early because I have my job as a coal miner to go to tomorrow. Hey. So this isn't really what I had in mind.
Grabs Nate. Hey, listen, little motherfucker. You bought tickets. You're stuck here. You're one of our workers now.
They locked the doors.
Just imagine it though.
Oh god!
All this free work that you guys are gonna give us.
Oh god!
7 years from now, we'll have fucking Spider-Man. We'll have, you know, just think about, imagine, we'll have Star Wars, Spider-Man, Aladdin rides all over. But you're made from the blood, sweat, and tears of little boys like you and girls too.
scene. Oh, God. That's enough. Wow, what a dark glimpse into our historic past. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah. It's probably actually
It's a shame that all of that actually
Yeah. And that's all that
they
happened.
They never found those people. Yeah. Those people who got trapped inside they never found them.
Some say Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Others say it's a small world.
Indiana Jones.
After all.
So, speaking of a sad world and a shame, in 1955, unfortunately, Einstein died.
Oh, damn.
So, I'm thinking, or it's a funeral, right? We're at the funeral for Einstein.
Of course.
And the three of us are trying to discern who's going to be the next smartest person in the world.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect, perfect, yeah. So it's like the music is playing. And it's like,
I think you know, it's a sad, sad day we have here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's
yeah.
It's gonna be a lot to carry on that legacy. You know, I just
Yeah, all of us really. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but maybe it's, some of us.
It's huge, huge shoes to fill. Yeah.
It is one pair of shoes, but
I think I got big feet.
yeah. I think Einstein had little feet, to be fair, or medium.
Well, I personally wouldn't be describing his feet. You know, he did pass. You know, so that's kind of ill.
Yeah.
Not the smartest thing I would say, but not the smartest thing I would do.
I was just talking about shoes. I don't know where he was going.
No. I'm just saying.
But yes, it's so sad.
Take in the fit the shoes. You know.
Yes.
I still remember working with Einstein. Many
yes,
times.
I remember teaching Einstein.
When was the first time you...
I remember teaching Einstein.
Interesting.
Oh, what a disciple.
It's always a shame when the students surpass
their masters. I don't think so. I think it's a great... It just shows...
Yeah, as many do.
I agree. It's funny, though, because Einstein often would come to me for advice and how to, you know, solve things.
That's because you were a
like
chef.
The whole Yeah, well, I mean, his, you know, chefs
always needed cooking
advice,
I believe.
No, I helped him with his, you know, E equals MC squared. You know, he just kept being like, what letters? What letters go here? He kept putting a J, and I was like, no.
E for Einstein.
As we all know, the hardest faculties of logic and mathematics, choosing the numbers to represent your variables.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure it was
a group of people passed by. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss. Yeah, he would come to my apartment in order so we could discuss these things. Cause he looked to me as a sort of older brother who he could go to in times of crisis.
So you're older. So you're already kind of older. So, you know, I think if someone were to replace Einstein.
No, he looked to me as an older brother. I'm actually the exact same age as him.
Oh,
we
so
have many things in
I'm,
common.
I'm a bit young. I'm 2 years many younger. Things. So actually, I feel like the younger should take over because then I live long. You know? Just,
yes, he would also come to my apartment.
Okay.
For
what was
advice on...
Would that be...
Bartending?
It was advice. A lot of advice on.
Was he not sure how to make this drink the way he wanted it?
He wasn't sure how to. Love.
How to love? You taught him to love.
Okay. Someone said it's the hardest thing to teach somebody.
Wow.
So, all right, I have an idea. I have
some
one's shorter than the other. We can pull to see who gets to claim the
chance.
Yeah, just
interesting.
Just like, you know.
Gambling.
Yeah.
A fool's task.
The hobby of the unintelligent.
That's what Einstein always, he lived by, is random chance, no certainties, you know.
Guards, I believe we have a...
Guards, this is a funeral.
Yes. Scene. I can't think of it.
You called the funeral guards.
There's an imposter here.
I mean, there probably would be guards, I guess, or police officers or some shit.
Just, at Einstein's
I imagine
funeral.
Knights, like fully knight. Yeah, fully knighted, like armored, like, fucking knights. shit.
Ooh, the next one. The first pocket radio goes on sale. So now radios are accessible. People are able to talk long distance or a certain amount of long distance for the first time. Yeah, how does that work? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, first thing that comes to mind is maybe there's like some kids messing around with a radio, you know, a little pocket radio. And then they overhear maybe some like government officials or someone, or like a robbery, like heist people. But they're like, shit, we're the first. We're the first.
What if it's like two people trying to like have the historic first conversation over the radio, but there's the children, the kid, little kid is somebody, like there's just some little like kid who invented it first, and just it's just like amongus.
Seymour like, Butts or something.
Just trolling.
Or there's two friends are having a conversation and there's a third person that really wants to be a part of it, or like so they kind of sneak in using the walkie-talkie.
Wait, it's a radio though, it's not a fucking thinking about it. So what if just a radio, like, a radio show radio.
It's a pocket radio, like a walk. I think it's a pocket radio essentially supposed, or do they mean, or does it mean for broadcasting? That's what I was wondering radio. Actually, like
let's see. I think it's music and such. Maybe it's the first podcast on pocket radio. But it's just
Wait.
I'm gonna look this up.
It's this podcast.
Oh yeah, so it is a radio. It's a pocket radio, so it could be 1955 No Dumb Idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we do that? Can we do 1955 right. No Dumb Idea?
I'll intro it again.
Do you want you want an intro?
Alright. Go ahead.
Alrighty, dames and dolls, welcome back to No Dumb Idea. It's your host, Gibble Dang Dongarino, and who am I hosted here by?
We're here with the host, you know, it's Gym Leader Nate, and we're excited to talk with who else?
It is me, Dala, the honk.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't we have a quick smoke break?
Okay.
Yep, hold on, let's smoke three cigarettes real quick.
Take a shot of whiskey. Ooh, that.
Quick shot of whiskey.
Hit my wife.
Yeah.
Sorry, just so my morning whiskey.
So can you guys guess which of these Disney's attractions are real and which one are fake? We have the Steamboat Willie merry-go-round, we have the Steamboat Willie up and down machine, and we have the Steamboat Willie back on the coal mining experience.
Up and down machine? That doesn't sound like it runs on coal. That one must be fake.
You correct.
I think there's too many women in media.
You're a real Einstein. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Who's that?
All right.
He just died.
Yes.
He just died.
Let's talk again. We do need to mention again in the current events as Einstein has passed away. Yes. You know, one of the brave heroes fought against
single-handedly
the rising tide of the Nazis.
Single-handedly took down Japan and Nazis.
Yes. The extent of his work will be felt for long, long years to come, or at least until Elon Musk takes over. Anyways, now we're going to talk about brand new underground movie release that not many are aware of.
One of those movies?
Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. With Steven Martin.
Ah, yes. True American icon. That's enough.
Same.
I like how we're doing
the
like,
same voice.
Like more like 1930s like radio notes.
Same day.
Yeah.
All the same thing.
Show me
of
audio recording if it's before, to prove otherwise.
If it's before the like
60s,
if it's before 70s, like disco and the slang of the 70s, then
I don't want it.
It's all just that.
Okay.
I don't want it.
So I thought this would be fun. Next up, Chuck Berry records Maybelline. But his thing, I don't know what that song sounds like.
I don't know that song either.
So why don't we go ahead and see what that
definitely skip
no,
that one.
I think that's a good one. No, why don't we go ahead and
I don't even really know Chuck Berry.
I'll be Chuck Berry.
Listen to this.
I could be Chuck Berry in the studio, you know.
Alright.
And then like here's my new song, so Maybelline.
Maybelline. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
And then we'll be like producer people or something, or the band or something.
I don't know. What ideas do you guys have?
I I don't have, this one sounds hard because I have no starting point to go from.
I mean, the only thing I think of is, yeah, like what you said pretty much, where it's just like you're recording it or something or like performing it.
Okay, let's try it.
It's like I can't make a joke off of it because I don't know what the sound sounds like or is about.
Well, we can make it up, but yeah.
Let's see what we do. All right, guys, howdy. My name is Chuck Berry, and I got a new song for you. You guys ready to hear it? It's about to be recorded, producers.
Yeah, let it rip, Chuck.
I'll let it. Okay. That's good. Now go ahead and get into song. Into my song.
Yeah, I was just saying, that was a good fart.
Oh no! Now they really like the farts. Now I got to pivot to fart songs.
Woo! Yeah! More fart.
What did you say the name of this song was? Flatulene.
Yeah, it was flatulene.
Flatulene. Yeah.
Great. Jetson. Okay,
this is great. Oh, flatulene. I feel it in my spleen. Oh, pop out my colon.
And would you be open to putting more flatulence in it?
More flatulence into flatulene? Mm-hmm. Where do I sign up?
Mm-hmm. Hey, cousin, you know that song, that fart you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
And then it's going to be that one fart that we're on the other
end, it's just...
And you said that wasn't going to be good.
No, I just said I didn't know where to go with it. And I think that stands true.
Shit. I did not expect it to be a fart. I'll say that. shit. Let me check. I think we just lost our Singapore listener. Let me double check. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think they're gone now.
Oh my god.
We lost the entire west coast of Germany. They're all gone. Everyone's gone.
Not Germany. I think they're into
defended
that stuff.
All the boomers. All the boomers are gone.
The boomers? Right after Einstein died, Dalla. Wow. Really?
Sorry.
But you know what? Speaking of Einstein dying, it's pretty crazy. Because two other geniuses were born that year. You got Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Ooh.
We're both born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if when Einstein went to hell, Satan like ripped his soul in half and tossed it into these two people?
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like Satan, like a scene of Satan turning Einstein into two people, Bill Gates.
Into Bill Gates and the other
and,
one.
Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. Interesting. I didn't realize they were the same age. I was going to say like, what about like a scene where they're both like babies, but just like in the same
baby
place
room.
And then like there's like a nurse or something.
Ooh, and then they fight, like they try to fight
it's
to
like,
the death.
Oh, okay, so it's a nurse, the nurse at the hospital who deliver both of these babies, and they're both super geniuses. And
baby geniuses too.
Where it's like we're gonna make it up that they were born at the same hospital.
Yeah. Of course.
Can I be the one delivering the babies?
And so yeah, of course. They're born on the
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You would be like, well, this isn't their delivery, what I'm talking about. It's just like the nurse who's been watching over them when they were born. Like, they were like put into like the same, like, you know, in like the 50s when they would have that big room full of babies that were all just like there.
Talking about the iron log.
So it's, okay. It's that. And then two of us are the respective baby geniuses.
Mm-hmm. From the movie.
A la the movie Baby Geniuses. But it's, you know.
All right. I'm ready. I got a delivery. Two babies here for a nurse. Oh, that's mine. Here, I'll take them. Here. Oh, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs.
Is that the
Stork?
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah. Bye-bye, Mr. Stork.
Goo goo gaga. It here. Is I, Steve Jobs.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya, toots.
Whoosh. Oh, I'm a man.
Look, lady. What's your name, Miss Nurse, ma'am?
I'm a male nurse. My name's Derek.
Derek, Nurse Derek. I got a problem.
And who is this? Who am I speaking to right now?
Steve Jobs. Oh. Clearly Steve Jobs.
Okay. You have the same voice as the stork. You sound just like the stork.
That's interesting. You did.
Interesting. Huh. Bill Gates, what do you sound like?
Oh, I'm a baby. I, I have
son
a high
of a bitch. I think that stork gave me his baby. Dropped off another one of his stupid babies.
It's where babies come from. Here, let me take diaper, turns it into a laptop. Let me fucking look up and see if there's any nurse services.
Now your fingers are covered in shit. Give me that.
Bill Gates baby intelligence. I can see that this is a scam by the stork to put his genes into the gene pool as many times as possible. He's dropping off his own
baby. What's your name, baby?
Baby Bill Gates?
I like you.
I'm a genius. That's why
you're
all right.
I like you. You're okay.
Oh, so the one that eats the baby that eats apples, fucking whole. You don't like him?
You turned your diaper into a laptop.
And what's wrong with that?
See, we're gonna innovate. Innovate this. We're gonna revolutionize. We're gonna make the first home apple eating computer.
I like the sound of this baby.
And we're gonna prove that stork is putting on a scam.
That's our life's mission. I gotta figure out who my dad is.
This will involve us finding who your dad is. That's true.
We will find out who my dad is, and we will.
Derek, are you in?
Hands in the middle. Sorry, there's a little poop on my hand.
No, I'm okay.
Hands in the middle. Come on. This is kind of awkward now.
Yeah, Derek, come on. Come on.
Yeah, little known fact, that nurse just had too much mercury in her system or their system.
Yeah.
There's a guy, I think, right? Yeah. He was actually just fucking crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we got a handful of scenes left. We got 5, 6 scenes left.
Although, let's be real. It was 1955. There wasn't going to be no male nurse named Derek.
Not at all.
That's what threw me for a loop, honestly.
Okay.
They had male nurses because women couldn't be nurses.
Now, the talking babies, completely realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways. So,
the voice and all.
J.R.R. Tolkien releases Return of the King.
Okay, wow, nice.
So.
Okay.
Ooh.
We do a scene from the Lost Draft.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Of Return of the
we
King.
We act out like what he's saying or something.
Where?
Like one of us is the like, author and the other two are like the characters that he's writing and what they're saying or doing.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that a lot, actually.
So, soft music play.
Can't hear any of that.
Oh, you couldn't hear my whistling? Damn. All right. don't bring the snare drum in. Or the hi-hat.
Sam and Frodo climbed ever higher, moving across the barren wastelands of Mordor. They have not seen Smeagol for many hours, but unfortunately, their toes were getting stubbed many times on
my
the rocks.
Feet.
Can we stop, Master Frodo? My feet are also ache from this barren wasteland.
Sam looked down, seeing his feet are covered in blood.
Master Frodo. Oh,
go on. No, I'm just my brain just halted for a second.
Master Frodo, let's stop at this barren wasteland and maybe fill each other's bare wastes, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
In that moment, Frodo and Sam longed
for each other. I can just... Whatever, keep going. It's okay, that'll
go,
be the
go,
joke.
Go.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
I'm gonna kiss you right on your ring, Master Frodo, if you know, but not that ring.
Oh, he's kissing my cock ring. It's crazy.
Oh, make sure you don't have it on, because the Eye of Sauron will see us.
The Eye of Sauras, right?
Yeah, we don't want voyeurs in here. Not for without paying our OnlyFans.
In this moment, the two did not know, but Gollum was setting up a chair above them, hidden in the peaks, which to watch from.
Tolkien, are you done with that draft of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
We need it. It's due tomorrow.
You know, oh, sorry. No,
I've been in there for a long time.
For a second.
Me and my brother, the Guinness brothers, we need that book really bad.
Open the door. Open the fucking door.
Just
is he still in there? No, is he still in there? I'm gonna call the cops.
Everything's.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Covered in a little bit of.
You can't keep fucking doing this. You can't.
I get the axe.
This is my fucking property.
He always does this. God, let me get the axe. Scene.
Okay. So stupid.
As that book should have been.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting.
Frodo and Sam falling in love.
Yeah.
Well, some say that did happen.
1955.
Some say that did happen.
Instead, Frodo's like, the journey wounded me to my soul. And he just kind of becomes boring for the rest of his life until he...
If you go to the right sites, you could find these, you know?
It's like the when he gets stabbed with the Molochal, or the Morgul blade, it forever like taints his like
soul
being, and the even after everything's done he still like is afflicted with like illness
PTSD.
For like the rest of his life.
Yeah, fair.
Like yeah, he basically has occasional occasionally he completely like lapses into wanting to seize the ring and like serve Sauron and things like that. Like the influence of the ring is also like forever in him.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, true. He needs to get over it. He should have just sucked it up.
Get laid.
But instead, he just...
Speaking of needing to get laid, the first McDonald's opened.
Ooh.
They laid the bricks.
Laying the foundations. So...
Yeah.
You know, same thing for the... I think same thing for the Disney stuff. Maybe it could be like first people showing up.
Same and Steamboat Willie.
They're looking for options and there's only one thing on the menu.
Yeah, perfect. Sure. Yeah, I'll be the guy at the counter this time. Sick. I'll be the guy at the counter. Alright. Ding, ding. Hey, welcome in, folks. Come on up to the counter and place your order. Okay. We've got everything you could ever want for your lunch order today. Welcome to the brand new McDonald's.
Fancy new establishment you got here. Okay, okay.
Yeah, this is nice, nice, fine dining.
What's your whole deal? What's the whole shtick?
Well, sir, we make hamburgers. We make delicious hamburgers. We make them hot, ready to go, and just for you.
So we just take them? I like...
No. You gotta pay for those. You gotta pay a good, honest wage for those.
Honest wage? Fuck, I only make bad wage. Like, dishonest wages. Shit.
Ron, we've got bad wages. The giant clown comes out, and he's like, you heard him. Good wages, oh.
Well, I make good wages. It was a joke.
That's my pal Ron. Ron helps me out when people come in with the bad wages.
Damn, I didn't expect this place to have a bouncer.
That's what the clown is for.
Look, it was an honest joke. Just screwing, you know? It was a real boner. That's what that means nowadays. It's a boner. Come on.
All right, let's
order.
Somebody stop preparing these fellas some burgers.
Steve, what do you want? What do you want? My treat.
You guys got Caesar salad.
I'm sorry, sir. That sounds like a name I'm not familiar with. This is not an Italian restaurant. But this is a burger joint. We sell burgers.
Steve, you go. Let me figure this out first.
Okay. You have fish burgers, like a fish fillet kind of style thing?
You could say that. Some call the cows the fish of the land.
So no, I'm the fish. I'm a pescatarian. That's kind of rare these days, but that's the thing I am, and... Can't really.
Not sure what that is. I only know about fine American hamburgers.
What about like chicken corn chowder?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Everyone's got that.
I suppose we do have that. If you think of the corn chowder more as a bun and chicken more as a beef patty.
You guys got ping pong tables back there?
Ooh, a cool game of ping pong.
You could say that. Only instead of wood, if you had a beef patty, instead of some paddles, you had a bun and some cheese.
All right, look. I'll take your biggest soup with a side of cigarettes.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely have some cigarettes,
okay.
Too.
One.
Yep.
All right, so far we've got one hamburger and two cartons of cigarettes.
I'm still figuring it out. Steve, you could keep going. Let me see.
It's the 50s. We still sell cigarettes.
Okay, cigarettes.
Do you want those on your burger?
Yeah, I'll take them on my burger.
Jimmy, put those cigarettes on the burger. Make it smoke.
Give me some. I like chicken, but the problem is it's too big. I wish it was like a little nugget sized or so. Is that a thing you guys have by chance? Like little, like.
We do.
You guys got like a live boxing match back there?
Ooh, that'd be great.
You can say that. If you by live boxing match, you mean a box of burgers. Yeah.
Well, then what can I watch when I eat?
Well, actually, I can get Ron here to beat up some transient man on the street for you.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Look, get a good old-fashioned American man.
Get close. Do you have one of them peep shows in the back? Because I always like eating a burger with some peep show.
If by peep, you mean peep, if you mean pop. And by pop, you mean popping this burger into your mouth.
I guess I'll take one of those.
All right, so we're going to have two Bob Burgers and two cartons of cigarettes on the burgers.
I'll have a Whopper. Same.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, we got a couple.
We only got five
left.
Yeah, what's our next one?
Okay. Color TV. The start of Ooh. Color TV. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know. Just actually a little side tangent. Like, it's cool. There was, like, different parts of the world did, like, different broadcasts on how the TV when they would switch. It was pretty cool. You should check it out. Mm-hmm. Like, Google on YouTube. Or Google. Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and then Google on YouTube.
Yeah, Google. Yeah, type in Google and then be like, okay, how did each news broadcast of the world when color TV started? I'm wording this stupidly, but...
All right. What if one of us is... an announcer giving like that countdown they did to flipping on the color TV, only when they did like something terrible happens. the other two people are would be like people at home watching that person on
like
the TV.
Someone's like, okay,
and then all of a sudden it's like really they start seeing like the true, they see past the fourth dimension to the true horrors of the like lining of the universe.
Lovecraftian shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to be watchers and who wants to be the
I'll be a watcher.
I was like, I could be the TV guy. I think I haven't been like the single person in a minute.
Okay.
Honey, they're going to do the countdown. They're going to do the countdown to color. Are you ready? Okay.
Here we go.
They're starting
Welcome
at 40,
everyone. Thank
which
you
is
for coming.
A little bit weird.
Yeah.
But
we're, you know, we, oh, sorry, shit. I accidentally said we're starting at 40. That's incorrect. We're starting at 50.
Okay.
Hang tight. Get your cigarettes.
Okay, good. I have time to eat my soup.
Get your soup, so listeners.
I have my soup and cigarettes.
wash it down with a hot cigarette. So, all right, we begin 50. 49.
I'm 48. So excited. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to feature yellow.
44. 43. 42.
Listeners, if you're tuning 41, in now, just remember,
40,
once we hit number one, you'll see the countdown, and 30, every color will show, you know, and we'll see all the colors from magenta, blue, yellow, green, sparkle, green, 47.
30, I wonder if it's going to look as real as real life. You know, this will be interesting. You know, I wonder if it'll be dull. 23.
22, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm hoping that it's not just a bunch of hoopla, you know?
Sorry, this is the host. We have to stop. We miscounted, actually. We have to start over. I'm sorry, listeners. We got ahead of ourselves.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We were looking at
change
the wrong
channel.
Time
honey,
zone.
Honey, change the channel to the next one. To
I think channel
two,
already has...
One.
I think two,
two
already switched it over to color. So let me go ahead and turn it...
Oh my God. Oh my God. What's happening? What
oh my God.
That?
It's a
like
Mexican
that.
Man. God damn it.
Señoritas, señoras, buenos días.
Oh, God, switch to the next channel. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's
God,
some kind
terrible.
Of weird monster man without skin.
All right,
we're going to do the countdown. 10,
50, 49,
7, Nino Bloop, 6, 5, Sneakersnock.
Wait, why is he doing the countdown if it's already in color? See,
and then it goes black and white.
I guess they were turning theirs to black and white.
We're creatures from the black and white dimension. Thanks for watching.
That's so stupid.
See?
I love that. I fucking was like, all right, let me find if they switch and it's in Spanish. You're like, oh, it's Mexican.
That's crazy.
God damn, that's funny.
Next, we have "In God We Trust" is added to the money, to American currency.
Ooh. Oh, I got one. What if it's three people trying to, like, come up with... This is before they figured out "In God We Trust." We're trying to figure out what to put on money before, you know, like, what words to throw on or what little phrase. Like, we're designing. We're like, oh, maybe that's good.
What'll work? What'll work?
All right. Thanks for joining. You know, we're just, you know, we're just... trying to figure out what to put on money, you know, like what words.
Fuck verbiage, bitches.
You know? Okay, I said no wrong answers, and I'll write that down, but I think something a little less crass.
Fuck this bitches, get this?
Okay.
Emphasis on this?
Yeah, I'll put that above. Okay. What about you, sir? What?
Gentlemen, I've prayed on this. I've talked to the Lord, God, and I believe the right thing to do would be to put a representation of our respect for God on our money.
Okay.
Where did Jesus want us to think about God most? In economic exchanges. As the good Lord Jesus Christ has told us,
of course,
money is holy.
Okay, so you want us to put all of that on? Do you want the part where you stuttered on Ronald Reagan too, or is that like? So we leave that part.
No, I've said Jesus.
Oh,
I
so we do. Jesus okay, Christ. So
how we about the, we just okay, say?
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't
I
say
love
that.
Money. Or I love God. I mean, sorry, no, I love God.
I love God.
No. No, because we have to make sure people know that they're powerless. We need to make sure people know that...
Put them in their place.
You know, in God we trust.
And God is the money. Yes, yeah.
Maybe we could write on the money, "This does not truly belong to you."
Okay. That's actually... That might be
return
true.
In seven. Return in
what
7 days.
Actually, what if we wrote "Obey and serve"?
I was thinking something a little more nice, lighthearted.
Maybe a picture of a dagger and pointing at you.
Well, this is we're looking. We're doing pictures.
Or a musket pointed at the viewer.
That's next week. Says, we're doing the pictures next week.
Spend this. Give it back to your overlords now.
Those words. We are doing the slogan today. Pictures tomorrow or next week. So, you know, please bring your pictures. Last time someone brought a bunny. Other examples, there was someone that drew, they took a picture of their car with them, and that was going to be one of the projected pictures. There was another goatsy.
What about "I heart Jesus"?
Oh, okay. I like that, yeah. With the word heart, we'll write "I heart," like H-E-R-A-T.
Mm-hmm. No, I knew a Mexican man named Jesus that ruined my last relationship. Newscaster. Damn guy.
That might be confusing too.
Yeah.
That might be confusing. That is fair. You do strike up a good point. It might be confusing for our Hispanic brothers in the South. Well, what a...
I wouldn't. It's the 50s. I wouldn't say brother. Acquaintance. Sure, yeah. Somebody. Neighbor. Yeah. A neighbor. Yeah.
Neighbor. Yeah, yeah. They stay on their side of the lawn. Grass is greener on ours. Hence money.
Okay. That's so we're slogan. Talking about this the is slogan greener. For the...
Yeah, the money.
Ba pa pa pa. How about thinking,
like something? How about a little fun, like
I'm loving it.
Ba 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 ba. I'm loving it.
What about Hawk Tua? That could be good.
Ooh. Okay. That's interesting. That's a funny little like. Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
In Hawk Tua, God trusts.
Oh. Okay. We're cooking. We're starting to cook.
Then we have to put God in there.
Hawk Tua. We trust. We're getting there.
In Hawk We
in
Tua?
In Hawk We yeah, Tua, we, God we trust?
In Hawk We Tua.
In Hawk We Tua.
In Hawk We Tua. In, Hawk we Tua. We in trust. God We
yes.
Trust.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
yes.
it.
He writes that down. And then he runs over, accidentally falls, and like the half of the paper rips. And originally it was supposed to say all that, but it just says, "In God We Trust."
And then when it, and then when it comes out, and now when it comes out, it says, in God We Tua, in Hawk We in Trust. Hawk.
Fuck, I messed it up.
Everyone's like, praise Hawk.
Yeah. Two. Shit on that thing. Same.
Ooh. Wow. Amazing.
Topical. Topical.
That was truly topical.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if it was around in the 50s and we're still talking about it, then it must be good.
That's true. It truly made history. 70 years later, we're still on about Hawk Tua.
So
shit.
I can't. Guys, I know you're going to love to reenact this scene. I saved the best for last. So, 1955, we have Rosa Parks refusing to get up from the bus. I'm just kidding. We're not going to be doing this one. But
okay.
I did decide that, you know, we do have a couple extra scenes.
I think Red London's collapsed.
We have a couple extra scenes, you know. I decided to look up what happened on January 26th. The day that we're recording today. Nice. And then I decided to look up what happens or what's happened on February 3rd.
What will happen?
February 3rd, the day that this episode released. So I got two extra scenes here. And
okay.
For January 26th, that It was in the 90s. It wasn't 70 years ago. But Bill Clinton had his I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Interesting. The whole Monica Lewinsky thing happened.
Like Bill Clinton has done much more heinous things that he just is only focusing on the Monica Lewinsky thing, but it's like, oh no, sir, you've done like way worse things.
There's like other things. Yeah. Okay. I feel like you want to be Bill Clinton.
Probably could. Forgot I was Bill Clinton usually. In the D&D episode.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like you always
you were a fork man who was voiced by Bill Clinton.
Fork Clinton.
Specifically the Family Guy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then me and Nate will be the reporters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, everyone, relax.
Mr. President,
okay, fine,
Mr. President, over here.
You handsome fellow.
Is it true that you've recently been capturing small children and putting them to death?
I do need to reiterate, I have not been having sexual relations with that woman, alright? That's the first and foremost, most important thing. I think that's very important, alright? Next question, sir, thank you over there. You had something that you wanted to talk about,
Yeah, what about, like, the raging fires that are going all through Washington, D.C., right? Like, literally, right now, like... through all the hills and everything.
Outside, yeah, we can smell the smoke.
See them. They're right there, right in front of us.
Now, look, I might be a single man, but, you know, I sure doesn't mean I'm not going to be privy to having myself a drink here, too, and, you know, just enjoying myself, talking to people, you know? So I think that kind of speaks for itself. I'm going to sir? Yeah,
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President. What do you got? Mr. President, yeah. What do you say to the critiques that your recent crime changes to crime policy are going to disparagingly affect mostly minority communities?
Critiquer, I hardly know her, you know. But if we're talking about critiquer, I also
four more years.
Mr. President.
Yes,
hi, John Twanson from the New York Gazette. What are you going to do about all these tariffs on sex dolls that are coming in from Russia? I mean, like, it's quite insane for us to have to pay so much for a sex doll. And then there's the tariff on top of that. Like, what's your policy on that?
You know what? When it comes to tariffs, we're going to find her. We're going to bring her to justice. Next question.
Thanks, sir.
Oh God, the fires! Oh God, they're on us!
Oh God!
If I had a nickel for every time an improv scene ended with everyone burning to death,
I'd have one nickel.
I'd be a rich man.
it's always a good one. You always want to start a fire in the start of improv, so you can always have a quick out in case you need it.
Yeah, that's so true.
Before we begin, There's a fire in the house.
I just see, I see people teaching improv in a class now and be like, remember, if you're ever unsure about a scene,
start a
just
fire.
Say that there's a fire somewhere around and then go into what you're talking about. That way, if that ever goes bad, you can just say the fire caught up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We should start teaching improv classes now. Terrible advice.
Yeah, I'm sure we're experts. Remember, always invalidate your partner's choices.
They always say anything, you say no. Bad.
You say no. That's
talk
wrong.
Over them all the time.
Right now, all the time.
Alright, last scene. So this one not as, the first paper money is printed in Massachusetts. This must have been 7,000 years ago or something. It was a long time ago.
First paper money.
Yeah, we got another money.
We're trying to figure out the slogan.
Cash is money.
Slogan for the money.
No.
Actually, this time the pictures.
Wait, but there's dollar bills that are from before the 50s.
No. This is one from February 3rd when the episode came out.
Oh, yeah. From the date. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
Maybe this is I guess an idea is just people before they're printing money is what they're using before to try to pay for shit.
Okay.
So it's two people going who are at a shop counter trying to buy things, but they're just presenting him with different shit, just random.
All right, Della, I think you should be the shopkeep.
I'll be okay.
Oi,
welcome, come, all everyone, come. I have all the wares.
Wait, let's say I got me this sheep's leg, right? What can I get for that?
Oh. You can get it and walk out, because I don't take that. I don't even know what that is.
A sheep's leg?
Hey, so what about you? What about you?
Hold on.
What about you? Yes, sir.
What about this? Alright, hold on. Now, what if I wanted to buy a sandwich? Could I pay you with this shoe? Could I give you this
take
shoe?
Takes shoe, looks at it, it's flimsy.
It's a pretty good shoe.
Do I get both shoes or just the one?
Did I say shoes or did I say shoe? You've got the shoe in your hand.
You get shoe, but you get half sandwich. You get the top half.
Now what if I got another shoe complimentary to that shoe, but it's the same side?
Same size, different shoe.
Can we get a whole pizza to split for both shoes together?
Yes, same shoe, same size.
But they're both left. You're showing me two left shoes. I don't really know if I could.
Yeah, they're both left, but they're two shoes. You're still getting two shoes. If you get two pairs of right shoes, then you have two whole pairs.
This is the complex. You get a. I'll give you half pizza, half a pizza. Left side.
I ain't splitting half a pizza with this Jamoke. Right. Get out of here.
All right, how about? Nah. All right, hold on. Two sandwiches for a bucket with no rust on it.
Ooh, you almost had me with that rust.
No rust.
Well, how old is it? Will it be rusting soon?
It's on the verge, but not yet.
Hey, pal. You accept sand over here as payment?
Only on Mondays.
I'm trying to find some place that accepts sand as payment. I got a guy back downtown that took sand. Now all of a sudden he's not taking sand anymore. I got buckets of this stuff.
I mean, he'll take two left shoes for half a pizza if you wanna.
Hey,
you
I ain't talking to you, pal.
Sand for two
you
left
mind your
shoes.
Business, pal.
Wow. I thought you think you know a city. You think you know a place.
You mind your business, pal.
Jeez.
Sandman, dude,
hey, your
come back next week, Monday. Sand, bring all the sand. Get buy one, get one sand off. But sorry, this is Mondays. This is Tuesday today.
Excuse me,
portly gentleman.
I'm not from here. I'm from England, and tell me, can I trade these walnuts here? Can I give you these walnuts so that I can get one of your fine pizzas? I've got walnuts and a fiddle.
Ooh, okay. Two walnuts and a fiddle. Okay. What kind of pizza? I could give you. I get you one topping pizza.
Give me extra anchovies.
Walnuts.
And that's
would
it.
You like walnuts on them?
Yeah, put those two walnuts on the pizza too.
Just put that. There you are, sir. There's one fresh pizza.
All
thanks
right,
for
now
that.
Roll up the whole thing. and dunk that in the dirt in some gray sludge, and then it'll be up to my British standards. There you go, yeah.
Just rolling it. All right, here you go, sir.
All right, here's the fiddle.
Thank you. No two walnuts, perfect.
I don't know why you're all arguing all the time. You should bring your fiddles with you.
Suddenly, there's like a whistle, like, oi. Now, I've heard that the shopkeep here is charging different people different items in as payment. You know you can't be doing that, dollar, Boston dollar.
I can. What else was the rule?
You're gonna have to find a.
Hey, officer, I own this place. I own this place, and hey, why don't you? What say you let this go in exchange for 30 feet of rope?
Ooh, that's
30
a good
feet
deal.
Of rope. I got 90 feet of rope already.
Wait,
90 feet of rope, six buckets of sand.
I'll throw
and
in
six, 10 left shoes.
I'll throw in some paper.
Ten, what about 10?
Do you have paper?
What more can a man want?
A stack of paper, a fake mustache, and some glitter.
Ooh, yeah, look the other way.
Fake mustache.
Think about the missus. You seem like the one that has a good missus.
The finest fake mustache you ever seen.
Maybe your missus wants a fake mustache, you know?
You let this go. Bring your missus a fake mustache. Keep some glitter for yourself.
She pays you with something herself, you know what I'm saying? Nudge, nudge.
Nice nudge.
And that man's name was Jonathan Dollar.
Yeah, woo! He went home with all that paper and he was like, I got an idea. Got scissors, a green crayon. Just kidding. Now, what do I write on there? In Hakwitua?
I'm going to be a genius. Yeah,
maybe in Hakwitua? Yep.
In Hakwitua.
And then he wrote in Hakwitua.
It's going to be the worst.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
That sucks. Yeah,
it's good to take a gander into the past.
Yeah, looking back into the past 70 years, you know, seeing what's well, maybe not the past 70 years, but looking at 1955 and then.
Don't worry, 70 episodes from now we'll do 1956. 70.
Hey, every 70 episodes. They say, you know, they say if you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it. And I think now that we've done our due diligence, we're ready to make sure that no hyper conservative terrible presidents get elected again to ruin our economy. Oh wait, the election was last year.
Oh shit!
Never mind.
Yep. No, we'll get it next time. We'll get it next time.
Why don't we get into plugs for this time though?
Yeah, fair. If you want to follow me, Dollar, you can follow me and I'll send you some ropes, 19 feet of rope at dedollar.art on Instagram.
Ooh, and if you need a bucket of sand, why don't you come over to Gibble Dang Sand Emporium?
And if you're looking for the finest two left shoes you ever did see, follow Gibble Your Dang on
at the left shoe store.
Yeah, at the left shoes only store, Emporium.
Wait, can I see one last scene?
Sure.
Someone goes in a shop at the left shoe store and they don't know what they don't get the point of the store.
All right. Hey, welcome into my store. Yeah. What are you looking for? You looking for loafers?
Sneakers? Is that like something like sneaking around? No. I need some shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got shoes. We got lots of shoes. Let's see. What kind are you looking for? Looking for something sleek, something fancy?
Yeah. Maybe something from like the right variety, like the right side. You know what I'm saying? Like the right side, you know?
Whoa. He locks all the doors, shuts the blind. You a fucking cop?
Yeah, who sent you here?
Who sent you? You
why
a fucking
you asking,
cop?
Why are you asking about right shoes?
I have two right feet. That's all. I had a
grab him. Take his shoes off.
I'm embarrassed.
Grab him. Hold him. Grab him. Take his shoes off.
Oh
my God!
He's wearing socks.
He actually get the socks out. Take those socks.
Oh my gosh!
He's actually got two
right
feet.
Damn it! Yeah. I mean, I didn't lie. I guess.
You're our mortal enemy. Takes off own shoes to reveal two left feet. We've been fighting the right footers for decades and centuries. We never thought you'd find us here in the new world.
You son of a bitch.
I'm gonna kill him.
No.
We're gonna have to kill him. We're gonna have to kill him.
My feet! My feet! My toe! My toe!
Stab, stab, stab.
Shout out to fucking
Devin 2 right feet. Wow.
Shout out to Hawk 2.
Amazing. Yeah. Shout out, in Hawk 2.
Shout out Guinness Bros.
War between the left footers and the right footers. Yeah.
Shout out to taking to the Sand Emporium.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the Sand
Emporium. Steamboat Willie.
Shout out to terrifying Disney mascots.
Yeah. Shout out to Bad Improv.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bad Improv and steam powered, coal powered everything.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna look at the episodes. What else do we do? Shout out to the first McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
Color TV. Yeah. Shout out to the
shout out
Mexican
to
Weatherman.
To the ninth dimension on Color TV.
Oh shit.
Shout out.
Oh, from like the 50s.
Yeah, shout out to
first
Ed.
Episode.
Yeah, shout out to us from the 50s. True. Go by
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.